I want to preach a little sermon I've entitled, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And I have 4 points tonight. Just 4 points. Number one, you can be saved anywhere. Amen? You can be saved anywhere. Tonight, in our little skit, Jim got saved at the baseball game. But a lot of people think, well, I've got to go to church. I've got to be in church. Got to be in an invitation to get saved. And people get saved at church, but I will tell you tonight, you do not have to be at church to get saved. You can get saved at a baseball game. You can get saved in your living room. You can get saved at a restaurant. You can get saved in your backyard. You can get saved in the laundry room where Adam was saved when he was a little boy. But it doesn't matter where you are, you can ask Jesus to be your Savior. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish. That's why it uses the word whosoever in all the verses that invite people to come to Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That verse that says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, the gospel is not exclusive. The gospel is inclusive enough to include every single person. And the gospel is inclusive enough that God says, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. I want everybody to come and I want everybody to be saved. Now, the gospel is exclusive in one point. There is one point where the gospel is very, very narrow. And that's how to be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And even though God wants everybody to come, and even though God says, it doesn't matter where you are, you can be saved any place, God says, He says this, there's only one way that you can be saved. And that's to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what He did on Calvary to pay for your sins. The only way. You can't be saved by being good enough. You can't be saved by becoming a part of a church. You can't be saved by getting baptized. All those are good things, and you ought to do them after you get saved. You ought to be good. You ought to join a church. You ought to get baptized. And you ought to do the things that the Bible says. But none of those things, Joshua and I talked about it a little bit this morning, none of those things lead us to heaven. The way we get to heaven is the one way that God said we get to heaven, and that's by coming through Jesus Christ and receiving Him as our personal Savior. So, anybody can get saved, and you can get saved anywhere. But to get saved, you have to come the one way that God says come, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. So, number one, you can get saved anywhere. Number two, you can tell somebody about Jesus anywhere. You can do it at a ball game. You can do it in the grocery store. You can do it in the barber shop or in the beauty shop. You can do it on a street corner. We get to do it in Sunday school. I get to do it every Sunday morning and Sunday night. I get to tell people about Jesus here in this place. But we have the opportunity and we have the privilege and we have the responsibility that wherever we are, that we need to tell people about Jesus. You want to know why? Because there will be some people that will never darken the door of a church. Good people. But for whatever reason, they will never come into a place like this. They will never sit and listen to a Sunday school teacher open the Bible and talk to them about Jesus. They will never come and sit in a place like this and let a preacher stand up and preach the gospel to them. That's why Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, wait for them to come into this place. He didn't say, hey, wait till they all come in. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God wants every single person to hear the story of Jesus. He wants every single person to know how they can get saved. And again, they won't come here, some of them. I mean, I'm glad that people come, and I'm glad that people hear the gospel, and I'm glad that people get saved in this place. But there's a whole world around us that's dying on their way to hell, and we have a command from God to go to where they are and tell them about our Savior. And so, you can tell people about Jesus anywhere you go. Number three, there are no impossible cases with God. First of all, I've talked to those that may be here tonight that think you are an impossible case. You may be like Jim in our story. You may think, hey, God doesn't care about me. I haven't cared about Him. I haven't given God one moment of my time in my life. Why would God care about me? Why would God love me? Why would God send His only begotten Son to die for me? If you think you're an impossible case tonight, let me remind you, there are no impossible cases with God. I don't care what kind of person you've been. I don't care what kind of background you've come from. I don't care what kind of deeds you have done in your past life. It doesn't matter. Wendell used to sing a song sometimes. I don't know what kind of sinner you are, and I don't tonight. But I know what kind of Savior we have. And I know that we have a Savior that has enough blood to cover every sin that every person's ever committed. Don't you think for a minute that God can't save you. If you think you're an impossible case tonight, you're exactly the kind of person that God's looking for. Because you see, if we think we deserve it, if we think that God owes us, then we've missed the point. God don't owe us anything. We're all just a bunch of sinners that deserve hell. And when He sent Jesus to die on the cross, He was expressing the greatest love the world has ever seen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And so if you're here tonight and you don't think God can save you, I'll just tell you, you're limiting God. He can save anybody that will come to Him and admit to Him that they're a sinner and that they need Jesus. And then I want to talk to those Christians that have been praying for a husband or a wife, a child, a grandchild, somebody that you know and you care about, that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior. You've witnessed to them. You've given them tracts. You've invited them to church. They've come and they've sat in a Sunday school and heard the gospel story. They've sat in a service and heard a gospel message. And you thought time after time, oh, they're going to get saved tonight, or they're going to get saved this morning. This is the time. I can just feel it down in my soul. They're going to ask Jesus to be their Savior during this service. And they set through the invitation, and they get up after the invitation's over, and they walk out having rejected Christ again. And you prayed for them for years and years and years. And maybe you're starting to think they're an impossible case. They'll never come to God. And I would just tell you tonight, there's no impossible cases with God. You keep praying. You keep inviting them to church. You keep telling them about Jesus. You don't know the moment that the light's going to go on. You don't know the moment that the gospel story is going to get through to them. Don't give up on them. Don't stop praying. I don't want you to raise your hands, but how many of you got saved the first time you heard the gospel? I didn't. I heard it over and over and over and over. My Sunday school teachers taught it to me. My preachers preached it to me. I had grandmas and a grandpa that every chance they got, they told me I was a sinner. I had one grandma that kept telling me I was a sinner and I was going to go to hell and burn in hell forever if I didn't get saved. I've shared my testimony with you before. She had a little bony finger like that, and she'd get right up in my face and shake it right in my nose and say, "Daryl, you're going to go to hell if you don't get saved." She never gave up on me. And I got saved because I had grandparents and parents and Sunday school teachers and preachers that didn't quit. And there are people in your life that need Jesus as their Savior. Don't you give up on them. Don't quit. You keep praying. You keep inviting them to church. You keep going after them and telling them that they need Jesus as their Savior. And then, point number four. We have a God that will take care of us. We have a God that will take care of us. It doesn't matter what circumstances our life is in tonight. It doesn't matter what heartache that we have. It doesn't matter what burden that we're bearing at this particular time in our life. We have a God that loves us, that knows what's going on in our life, and will take care of us. And so, like that song says, let the storms come. Let the waves rise high. Just let the winds blow. Let Satan throw everything he has to throw at us to try to get us off course. But tonight, if you're a child of God, you're sheltered in His hands. I like those verses. They're in the book of John. It says, when we get saved, Jesus puts His hands around us. And then God the Father comes and puts His hands around Jesus' hands, painting a picture that there ain't nothing that can get through to us. Do you know there's nothing that comes into our life unless God lets it in? You say, "Oh, preacher, I can't believe that. There's too many things that have happened in my life that I just don't believe that God would let them into my life. Too many things have happened that I just can't believe that a loving God would allow that to happen to me. I just don't understand why He would let those things come into my life." And I want to tell you tonight, we have a God that knows what we need. We don't know what we need. Hey, if we got to pick what happened in our life, we'd have no sickness. We'd have no trials. We would have no heartaches. We would live on the mountaintop all the time. We'd drink from the fountain and eat from the table, and it would be peace and happiness every moment of our life. But how would that make us stronger as a Christian? How would that make us more like Jesus? How would that make us more fit for His service? How would we be more fit for heaven? God sends and allows things like that to come into our life because He has a purpose and He has a plan. And He never says, "I'll keep you out of all the trials and the heartaches. I'll keep you out of the lion's den. I'll keep you out of the fiery furnace." No, what He says is, "When I send you in there, I'll be there with you." And like I said this morning, when trials and heartaches and burdens come, that's the opportunity that we have to get closer to God than we ever have. So tonight, let me ask you, do you know Jesus as your Savior? You can be saved tonight. You say, "Brother Daryl, I didn't come planning to get saved." That's good. You're here, and you can get saved. You don't need to plan ahead, because you don't need to do anything to get saved. God did it all. All you have to do is come and take what He's already prepared. You just got to come and take Jesus. Just a moment, we're going to stand. We're going to have an invitation. If you're here today and you're not saved, you never asked Jesus to be your Savior, I'd like you to step out from the aisle, step out from the aisle you're sitting in, walk down the aisle. I'll have somebody take the Bible and show you what it is to ask Jesus to be your Savior. Old, young, anybody in between, God wants you to be saved tonight. That's why He had you come. That's why the choir did the program. That's why I'm preaching. So you could receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're a Christian and you've given up on somebody, I'd encourage you to get back into the fray. Get back into the fight. Get back down on your knees. Hold them up to God. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. And if you're in the middle of a trial tonight, I just want to remind you, you have a God that loves you. He knows what's going on. He's going to take care of you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the message.